Almost 70% of agri-food businesses involved in the export of goods to the UK have not yet registered with revenue to allow them to continue to trade after January the 1st. There's growing concern that many businesses will be impacted. The Minister for Agriculture has urged businesses to register for the EORI number, saying there was a need for urgent action from business.
69% not yet having registered for an EORI number is very high. Obviously, those that are the main exporters would have made preparations, but there's many undoubtedly in that 69% who do export to Britain, while many wouldn't as well. But my key message to everybody in the agri-food, marine and forestry sector is, if you export to Britain, then you must get that EORI number. And if you haven't already done that, engage now.
Minister of Agriculture Charlie McConnell-Logue, we can talk to our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent Fran McNulty about this. Fran, do we know who these almost 70% of businesses are?
Yeah, we know that they are in, so the agriculture sector is broken down for tax purposes into several different areas, Brian. In the agriculture, forestry and fishing area, 70% of businesses have not registered. Compare that to manufacturers of food products, beverages or tobacco, 70% have registered. So this is around about 1,400 people have not registered out of 4,500. So that is a point of concern. And the department is wondering why. Is it that some people have had trade with the UK in the past 2 years, maybe a one-off item, so they don't feel the need to have it? But the concern would be some businesses just actually don't know that they need to register, don't know that it's going to present big problems for them in January. And even if you're using the UK as a land bridge, you still need this EORI number. Like, Revenue has done very well. They've identified around 90,000 businesses or traders that have business with the UK. Over 70,000 of them have registered for an EORI number, but just this specific subset within agriculture is causing concern.
Yeah, one will have to suspect maybe that those business owners have looked at this and said, well, it doesn't apply to me. They're just not doing the business with the UK.
That could be it, but officials say if that's the case, the number is extremely high. They may decide, I just trade with the North and under the Northern Ireland Protocol I'm covered, so I don't need to register. Or they may say, well, I'm going not to go via the UK anymore if I'm importing or exporting, I'm going to go via an alternative route. Or they may say, in terms of suppliers they've to do business with, I'm not doing business with the UK anymore, I'll stick with an EU member state. The concern is we don't know, and the department in particular doesn't know. And so Charlie McConnell-Logue today saying to people, just ring the department, have a conversation and make sure you're okay.
Fran McNulty, thank you for that.